662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, get a load of it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, man. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Once again, you know, what an awesome honor and what an awesome privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the gospel of the kingdom. Boy, that's a tremendous honor and a tremendous blessing to me. You know, I had to pause for a minute, you know, just in honor of our Father in heaven. Again, I stand in awe of him. And all that he is and all that he do and everything about him, as we come to the knowledge of it, as we come to the knowledge of who we really are in him, I stand in awe of him. And again, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with you the greatest message of all. The greatest gospel of all. It's an end time message. Thank God for all the messages that we hear, you know, and all of them are the messages from God. But there's a specific one. And that specific one is the main event. And when that specific one is proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to every nation, the end gonna come. What's gonna happen in the end, Art? The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the beast, the dragon, all the devil's co-hosts, and all those who he can persuade to go with him, gonna be sentenced into the lake of fire, the place of torment, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever again. Never ever to be able to deceive the nations ever again. Right now he on death row. And man, when this specific message is proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to every nation, and the last church service is held, and the last song is sung, and the last soul is saved. Oh, Lord. Then, boy, gonna come that time. That's in that time it comes, then that's the end. And when the end comes, the devil
and all his followers gonna be cast into the lake of fire. No longer on death row now. Sentence is carried out. Dead man walking. That specific message is the gospel of the kingdom. That's an end time message. Jesus said it this way: this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. When the end gonna come? Not when we see perilous times and all these things that's coming up on the earth. Jesus said that. When you see all these things coming up on the earth, that's not the end yet. That's at the stage. Set the stage for what? To make a long story short and cut to the chase, that sets the stage for men and women to call up on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Bible says, whosoever call up on the name of the Lord, it didn't say might be, could be, may be. It says shall be saved. Hallelujah. 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 And so, and then, man, as the last soul is saved, then Jesus is going to come back and going to take up where he left off at in the book of Isaiah. Remember that part of the scripture where we've been reading, you know, that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those that are bound, to set the captives free, and to proclaim to everybody, boy, the year of Jubilee. The Bible says, then he closed the book. And all the eyes of the people was upon him, and he made an awesome statement. He said, today is this prophecy that was spoken by Isaiah way back there that I'm reading from. Today is this scripture fulfilled. They want to throw him off the cliff anyway, you know. He closed the book. After he said that about the year of Jubilee and the proclaiming itself the year of Jubilee and the things of the Lord, the Bible says he closed the book. But when that last soul is saved, and that last song is sung, and that last church service is here, and that last sermon is preached, then he's going to come back. And when he's going to come back right now, he's in our advocate. But when he comes back, baby, he's coming back, man, as the judge. And he's going to open up that same book. And he's going to take up where he left off at. You know the next passage of scripture that says in that book, in Isaiah, it says, and the day of the judgment of our God. Hallelujah. Right now, he's our advocate. Right now, he's our lawyer. Right now, if we take our cases and everything to him, baby, I guarantee you he can win it. But when he comes back that day, that's why today is the day of salvation. That's why today is the day if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. That's why today is the day that if you call upon the name of the Lord, then that may be, could be, shall be saved. You think if you ask God to save you, you think he's going to say no? All you got to do is receive it. All you got to do is receive it. That's the simplicity of it. The simplicity of it, I believe, is what makes it so hard. Like we try to make it out of a big old complicated thing that we can't understand. When the simplicity of it is what makes it so hard. God created you in his image. Then he lost you. Then he came, got you back. And then he restored you back to your original place in him. That's God doing. That's how simple it is. God created a family of sons. Then he lost his sons. And then, man, he created his sons, and then he gave them assignments and put them in a place. And from that place, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this place. Then he lost his sons, and his sons got put out of that place, so they couldn't fulfill the purpose. So in the fullness of time, he came himself, and man got his sons back and replaced his sons back into that place that he put them in, and man told him, man, now go on, man, towards your destination. Finish, man, your course. Keep the faith. For that stored up for you at the end, a crown of glory. Hallelujah. That's how simple it is. And he said, just come to me. That's it. All you got to do is come to me. We make religion has made it so complicated to where, man, all the members out there are just pawns on a religious man board bad. They're not evil. They mean well. They're trying to do a good thing. I told you that's the devil's most successful tactic against us as believers. Not to sin and get us to go and do all these things, man, that we call sin and everything else. No, his greatest, man, weapon against us, and his most successful weapon against us is to preoccupy us with the good things at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. What's the great thing? Well, God came and redeemed your life from destruction and restored you back to your original place, man, that you had, that he created you in him, not in the beginning, but from the beginning. It's a difference between in the beginning and from the beginning. He come and restored you back to that which was from the beginning. What was in the beginning, man? God was walking and talking with you in the cool of the day. No unbroken fellowship. This is thank God for the corporate relationship. Like I said, that's a good thing. But I'm talking about here, my boy, what God sent me on this radio broadcast to do is to help you develop, man, your personal relationship with him. I come to help you and enlighten the eyes of your understanding. I just come in with you, not just knowledge of the Word of God, but quality knowledge of the Word of God. That didn't come overnight, man. It come from years and years. 40 years of just, man, meditating and studying in the Word of God because I heard his voice. And, boy, who knows whether you come to the kingdom or we've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Then after 40 years, God would put me on a radio station. And when I first heard his voice, what changed my life, I was listening to a radio station. I was a drug dealer. Back in the days, 1980. And boy, I heard the voice of God. I heard the Word of God. I heard the Word behind the Word. I heard the minister ministering, but I heard a Word that was behind that Word. I heard God speaking to my heart, himself. And from that time on, man, I developed a personal relationship with God. And boy, everything that my heart desire from that point on all the way up until this point here, man, is not to get you to quit doing this and quit doing this and don't do this and don't do that and tell you about your sin. No, I'm just coming to tell you who your God really is, how much he loves you, man, and, man, how what he's done for you and how to function, man, in that place that he's restored you back to so that you can, man, develop, man, and reach, man, your maximum potential, fulfilling God's purpose and destiny for your life. How is it? Through your personal relationship with your Father. I just come to enlighten the eyes of your understanding. To put water on seeds that was been sown in your life for years and years and years and years. You know, a lot of you know the Word. You hear the Word. You go to church. I just come to put some water on all those seeds that you have so that they can germinate. And once they germinate, man, they can begin to grow then. As long as it's just seeds, as long as you don't understand, as long as you, man, just go to church and don't really know what's really going on, man, and then hoping that at the end of the day you make it in, like singing the old song, trying my best to make it in, that's a good thing. The only reason why they're trying their best to make it in because they don't know that they are as sure as for the destination as if they were already there. I told you, I'm not talking about what you're doing, what our denomination is doing, what our churches are doing, and what our religion is doing, and what all mankind is doing. What I bring to you, man, and what God is doing in your life and in my life and in the life of all mankind. What is he doing, Arthur? I'm telling you, the simplicity of it is what makes it hard. He restoring you and I back to our rightful place in him. He's already redeemed our life from the destruction. All the stuff that I'm hearing about carry, man, that's just a mystery, man. He's already done all that. Why we had to keep going back over and over and over and over with dead the Bible saying in the book of Hebrews, man. Over and over and over and over. That's all we preach, man. That over and over and over and over and over. Man, that's elementary. We by now we ought to be, man, reigning in life. Why? But that's because, man, we've been preoccupied with that over and over and over and over and over again and not gotten to, man, that's the means, but never got to the end. What was the end, man? So that, man, you can come back into your rightful place, have restored to you everything that Adam forfeited, man, and you lost in him, have all that restored back to you. What that? Your sovereignty, your sovereign reign, your ability to rule and reign over circumstance, situation, and symptoms in your life, your kingship, your authority, your power, your control, your original influence.